Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, Stephen A. Leahy. We have Igor Marak and the one and only Amy Kite. We have Gary Novell calling in at 10:30. But first, we start the show every weekend with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. I certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Turn the mics on, David. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That phone number is the MegaPros call and text line. You could call us. You could text us if you have any questions. 312-981-7200. If you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, we can't help if we don't hear from you. So please, please, please send us a text if you don't feel comfortable calling us at 312-981-7200. Send us a text on the MegaPros text line, which is the same number, 312-981-7200. The show, if this is your first time listening, is a show designed to help our listeners navigate through every type of home challenge that you might have. We have Amy Kite in here, who's one of the largest realtors in the area. We have Mr. Floor. Igor in here right now to help our listeners with all of their hardwood floor and flooring challenges. Stephen A. Leahy is in here to talk about real estate taxes and to help our listeners talk about save on real estate taxes. I learned something going to the Hawks game. I took Steve to the Hawks game on Thursday. He joined me in the suite, and I learned something about veterans that I did not know about, which we will talk about. So if you're a veteran, surviving spouse of a veteran, or you have a spouse that's deployed, you need to listen to what Steve's going to be telling you because it's invaluable information. And, of course, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, is going to be answering all of your real estate questions. And I am here to answer all of your mortgage and any other questions you have.
Excuse me.
I'm good about relationships, Joe.
Not real estate question, home improvement and repair question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say real estate question?
Yeah, you did.
I apologize. Home improvement, and
you could ask me, but then I would just defer to Amy.
defer to Amy. So let's go around the horn. Let's go around the horn real quick. Amy Kite, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Business is kind of brisk with the low rates.
It's been moving, absolutely. It's been great.
I received an email from one of our listeners who was having some challenges that we're going to talk about later in the show that needs to sell her home in the western suburbs that you cover for the show. We're not going to be too specific because I don't want to embarrass the listener. Has a ton of equity in her home. Her and her husband are running out of money, and they need to sell their home, but they have a lot of belongings in the home. I'm like, okay, Amy Kite.
Yes.
Amy Kite, Great Escape, will help you with your estate planning and sell all of your belongings, generate some money so you could maybe put a little perfume on the pig before you sell it and maybe help you cover closing expenses. But that's a great story that you're going to cover in your segment. And you're an invaluable asset to our listeners. So if our listeners want to reach you with their specific questions, what number?
847-877-9881.
You say it so many times you forgot it.
I do that.
She almost gave mine over, David.
Right, I know.
Yeah, I need a jingle.
Okay, one more time. Go ahead.
847-877-9881.
And next to you, you can go to Facebook Live, David Hochberg. We have the cameras up and running. We are fully functional. And it looks pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. Igor Marak, just like Barack. His last name sounds like Barack. He corrected me, Joe.
You know, I have to give it to you like phonetically, David.
I'm glad you said you're right.
I'm thinking you don't even need a last name.
It's Mr. Floor.
No, Igor.
Just, yeah.
Once you're Igor, it's like Cher.
It's Cher. But
Madonna.
But hang on. Here's
you must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
Well, I misplaced your
yeah, you played the wrong jingle.
Your jingle. I hit the wrong button, but I will get to it. Here it is. So I'm sorry. It's right underneath it.
Call 347-674-7500.
You've helped a number of listeners out this week, and you're going to be talking about success stories from the last time that you were on and calls and texts that we received and emails that I received from listeners. You're going to be going diving deep on all the listeners that you helped. And we get calls and texts and emails every week of people loving the hardwood floor cleaner that you sent out. And you have a special setup for all Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners. Is that established yet?
It is established, David. And we get flooded with calls after each show, people with flooring challenges and questions and cleaning, recommendations, what to do, what not to do. So we established a special promo code for anybody that wants to go on to MrFloor.com and purchase any of our cleaning products. Just use the promo code WGN. And you get a really nice discount, and it's a great way to try our products.
Okay. And if our listeners want to reach you, that jingle one more time. Stephen A. Leahy, noted Blackhawks fan and tax appeal expert. When you were on a couple weeks ago, somebody texted in and said, we need to have a real estate tax appeal expert on the show, and Steve's like, I do that as well, so we're just going to segue over to you and have you handle that as part of the show as well, and you are now handling all counties, all listening, within the listening areas. Within Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to dive deeper into that and how you help.
Because as we know, WGN has a powerful signal. It goes beyond Illinois.
Right, but you're only helping listeners
in Illinois.
With the real estate taxes.
In Illinois. Now, if you have other tax problems, because I'm the tax man, right, I can help you even if you're not in Illinois.
With your IRS
tax. With IRS stuff, with other state tax issues, I can help people with that. But property taxes, I'm an Illinois attorney.
And if our listeners want to reach you, the phone number?
You call me at 312-664-6649. You can also go to WGNTaxMan.com.
All right. And MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
See, I like that.
We received a number of emails.
So this show is really working where the people text in right to this text line with pictures. It goes right to me.
So our listeners text in to the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All of your housing challenges, and Joe will be able to look it over and give you some advice. But first, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Bob in Arlington Heights. We have another caller calling in. The phone lines are blowing up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy talking about how you can save money if you're a veteran and other listeners' challenges that you overcame this week. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, WGN Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line. The text line is blowing up. Blowing up. If you have any pictures, all you 150 and heavy equipment operators out there, we'd love to see you and your equipment. And please let us know where you're working, and we'll give you a shout-out if we have time during the show. But we love seeing our heavy equipment operators send us pictures of them and their equipment. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Stephen A. Leahy, we have Bob out in Arlington Heights. How are you, Bob?
Hey, nice to talk to you, David.
Nice to talk to you, brother. How can we help you?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I should have done this months ago. I contacted your office, ended up talking to Cindy on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And as of right now, it looks like you people are going to save me and my wife over $700 in our mortgage rate.
$700.
Awesome. Yeah.
You told me
$200. I'm going to save $200 if you tell me yes. Bob
he
here,
told me $200.
We're saving,
I'm like,
$700.
Hey, that's not that much.
He likes Bob better. That's
Well, I like Bob a lot better. Bob doesn't drive me crazy as much as you do, so that's why Bob is saving a lot more money. So are we paying off some debt, Bob, or are we just lowering you the rate? What are we doing?
I'm actually pulling a little bit of money out of my equity so that I can pay off a couple of credit cards. Get that all straightened out, help out with my whole financial situation.
Good for you.
The wife and I have been talking about it for a while, and I made a mistake in not calling you guys sooner.
Oh, good. Well, listen, within about 3, 4, 5 weeks, we'll have that money out and pay off your debt, and In case you're wondering, I'm double extra large. If just saying, got wide shoulders, big arms. If you want, you know, if you're looking for, you know, Hanukkah gift with all that money that we're saving you.
When is Hanukkah?
At the end.
Well, I think you just answered the question I was actually going to ask you next, and that was how long will it take to actually close this thing? Because I forgot to ask Cindy that on Friday.
That's a great question. And to every listener out there, if you follow the instructions of your loan officer and you supply the information that your loan officer asks you within 24 hours, the process goes extremely fast. And if you pay for the appraisal and get the appraiser out there, we could get loans done in 3 to 4 weeks. Now, there has been an unbelievable influx of loans that have come through the system in the past, I'd say, 100 hours. So if we need an appraisal, the appraisers, there's just only so many of them, they're going to be backed up. And it's going to take time for the appraiser to get their reports done, so be patient. But we could get everything done on your loan ahead of time if you supply all the information that your loan officer requests and don't fight for it. What does that mean? That means if you're supplying a bank statement and it's got 7 or 8 different pages and page 5 is blank, we still need to see page 5. Don't fight it, okay? Just make copies of all the pages because the underwriter has to make sure that page 5 is blank. And it says intentionally left blank. I don't know why, but that's what they do. But that's what the underwriter has to see. So as long as you're organized there, Bob, and everybody else, rates are at record lows, we could get this loan done in 3 to 4 weeks. Okay?
I greatly appreciate it. And again, I wanted to say thank you very, very much.
Well, I want to say thank you. And when this is done, we'll get you to a game. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, hang tight. But hey, hardwood floors in that house in Arlington Heights?
Oh, yeah. House is 100% hardwood. I just had them redone about 5 years ago.
All right, Mr. Floor, hardwood floor cleaning product is coming your way, Bobby. Hang tight, buddy. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy, I learned something very valuable that I didn't know, and Amy was talking about during the break as well. Talk about what veterans have available to them within the state of Illinois. A couple of years ago, Senator Terry Link, friend of mine, presented a bill in the Senate to waive real estate taxes here in Illinois for service-connected disabled homeowners who are 70% or greater service-connected disabled. If you're 50 to 69, you get a break. You don't get them totally expunged. You get a discount. And if you're 30 to 49.9, you get a smaller discount. What does service-connected disabled mean? That you're injured while protecting our liberties and our freedoms, while serving our country, and you're rated by the VA. So tell us what that rule helps with our veterans.
Let me tell you this. I got a call from a listener down in Grundy County. And he's a disabled veteran. He got married about 6 months ago, and he's from Michigan, so he just moved here. Found out that his wife hadn't paid the property taxes, so they're facing to lose their home,
right,
in the redemption. So we talked. So that's why he called me, because he was facing this. And then we started talking about, well, the first thing you do when you start talking about property taxes is look at exemptions, because that's the easy one, right? That's low-hanging fruit.
Which most of our listeners don't do.
Yeah, so... Exactly. There's a lot of exemptions for Illinois taxpayers, and you have to take advantage of them. Most of them you have to apply for every year, otherwise you don't get them, like the senior exemption
crazy.
Homeowners exemptions, you don't. You get it, but that's a trap for somebody, and we'll talk about that too.
Can I just tell you, sure, not everybody is getting their homeowners. It amazes me, because we always ask to see a tax bill when I come in. It amazes me how many people do not have their homeowners exemption on the property that they live in, and that is one thing everyone needs to
know. You know why? Because people aren't aware that there are exemptions that they could apply save money.
And people tell me, well, I make too much money. I said, that has nothing to do with it.
Right. Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
So sorry.
No. Because that's important information. And again, first thing you want to do is look at exemptions. So I'm talking to this gentleman. Again, he just got married. His wife's behind on her property taxes. So first thing we're going to do, right, is transfer the property into both of their names as tenancy by the entirety. And we can talk about that another time. But we want to get him on the property. So next year, it'll be tax-free.
So this gentleman moved from Michigan that
Correct.
Doesn't have this law, heard us talk about it on a previous show on another station, remembered that, called you after hearing you 2 weeks ago, and said, hey, what's going on? I remember you guys talking about it across the river, about this VA thing going on with the state of Illinois. Do I apply now that, because I just got married, moved from Michigan, and our current situation is bleak because my
That's
wife
right.
hasn't paid real estate tax in 3 years, and now it's in redemption.
That's right.
Go ahead, take it
and
from
so,
there.
And in redemption, so first thing you want to do, he's got some money coming back from the VA eventually, because he's he's going through the process,
yeah,
like all government agencies. It takes time, and then he's going to get some money. But in the meantime, he's facing loss of the home. So what can you do? Well, you can file for Chapter 13 and stop the sale of the home so you don't lose the home. You got to take action before the redemption period. So you could do that. Like I was, as I was mentioning to him, there's not a bankruptcy judge in the country,
right,
who wouldn't want to try to help this disabled veteran save his home. Right. So that's what. So you turn to, sometimes you could turn to the federal courts, bankruptcy, that stops your creditors from taking things away from you, like your home. And then in the meantime, you set it up so next year you don't have to worry about the taxes. And this all, it all goes to, again, starting the process and doing a review. You got to do a review of your tax bill.
Talk about the spouse.
Okay. Oh,
the surviving spouse.
This law we're talking about, right? It allows service-related disabilities over 70%, you're exempt from taxes. But what happens is, if say it's a man and a wife, and the man was the veteran,
correct,
and he passes, the surviving wife still gets that exemption as long as she stays unmarried for the rest of her life. And here's another thing that people
I did not
don't
know that until Thursday night going to the hockey.
And game. Here's another thing people don't know. People don't know that if she wanted to move to a new home, and we were talking about this, Amy, because of the bad memories in the home. Mm-hmm. She's got this, you know, sure, it reminds her of her husband. So she wants to move, but she's afraid if she moves, she'll lose that exemption. The answer is you can move to another house.
It transfers.
And transfer that exemption and it comes with you.
My understanding is it just has to be a lower priced house. You
exactly
can't go into a bigger house.
That's
you can
correct
go. And I mean, she just found out about this week, and she's in disbelief that this can happen. And so she's literally calling somebody else this week to verify this information. This is huge for her.
Okay, so have her call me, and I'll verify it for her.
Yes.
Okay,
well, so have her listen to a podcast of the show.
That's right.
So you've just verified it.
You've just verified
it. And so we'll talk about it, and I'll show her the statute, because again, it's right there in black and white in a statute that and it would pass in 2015.
Yes.
So here we are 5 years later, but people still don't know about it.
No.
You know, it's like they hold these secrets to themselves.
Hold that
so that's
thought.
What
hold, I
got to
hit a break. Gary's coming up. We've got Jim from South Holland, who's a disabled vet. I got Roger sending me pictures of his tractor cleaning out the cattle barn.
Yeah,
so thank you, Roger. That's a heavy equipment as far as I'm concerned, and I hope you're wearing a mask. 312-981-7200. Keep the pictures. Keep the text coming in. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Gary Novell and then back to Stephen A. Leahy to give us more information about how to avoid real estate taxes here in this wonderful state of Illinois. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Take it away there, Sammy.
Tax the street if you try to sit. I'll tax your seat if you get too cold. I'll tax the heat if you take a walk. I'll tax your
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Special note, if you're going to the Tinley Park Home and Garden Show today or tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., located at the Convention Center, stop by the Dykstra Home Services booth and say hi to the fine people at Dykstra. They have a booth there, and they'd love to hear from you. Out to South Holland, Jimmy's got to run, so we're going to bring Gary up now. Jim, you got a question about tax exemption?
Are you talking to Jim?
I'm talking to Jim South Holland, disabled veteran. Is that you?
Yes, me. Yes.
Well first, thanks. Jimmy, thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's
been 53 years ago.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. What's your question for Steve?
No, not my question. It's my answer. It is that I'm 80% disabled, a couple of Purple Hearts, Bronze Star, Agent Orange, malaria. And all you got to do is go to the VA and get a letter from the VA stating how much disabled you are. But if you're 70% disabled, you don't have to pay any taxes at all.
Yeah,
that's right.
And all you got to do is once a year is call in and get a letter to submit to your property tax.
And that's important. You're right, because you have to renew it every year.
Right, because there are some veterans that get healthier and don't qualify for the 70%. So you have to show that you're still greater than 70% rated disabled. Correct, Jimmy?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. I got one more question. Can you tell me the other states that have this exemption plan besides Illinois?
The answer is I can't.
I
don't know that.
I can't right now, but...
I'll find out for you, if that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll check it out and get back to you by next Saturday.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So if you tune in next Saturday, and one more thing, Jim, did you file your letter to the VA to get rated by yourself, or did you go to a veteran service officer to tell your story and have somebody write it for you to get submitted to the VA? How did you go about that?
I belong to the VFW, and the VFW helped me get the ball rolling. That's and cool. I had to go to Hines Hospital and submit my DD-214 and all the paperwork and everything like that. So, and then they rated me.
Great.
And it took about maybe a year before I got rated.
Are you getting a disability check from the from the VA for the time that you spent serving and protecting our country that you became disabled?
When I first filled the paperwork out, it was been a year, and then it was all compensated for me from the time I filed till the time they gave it to me. I'm getting $2,000 a month tax-free.
And you're not paying real estate taxes, which are saving you how much?
About $5,000.
God bless you.
A year.
God bless you. So that's a huge
savings.
I'd love
to hear that story.
No, it's great.
Love to hear that
story. He's getting $2,000 a month, so $24,000 a year, and another $5,000 on top of that, so it's $29,000 tax-free. And I will tell you this, for all the veterans out there, because they're a bunch of tough guys, Jimmy, I've talked to them, okay? And I'm not making fun of them. I'm saying if you're sitting in your basement having trouble sleeping because you're going through PTSD, there are people out there that will get
which
you.
Which I have.
Right? Okay, but there's treatment centers that will help other veterans like yourself, Jimmy.
I understand, yes.
You cannot suffer in silence.
And the 100%. And one other thing, for all you tough guys out there, that think there's always somebody worse off than you, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of money out there. You want to raise my taxes, raise it for the veterans, okay? I'll pay whatever. I never served, but you want to raise my taxes, send it to the veterans, because I'll tell you what, there are men and women sitting in their basement right now suffering, and that are like, there's people worse than me, and there's other people worse than me that could use this money. That is crap. There is plenty of money, and there's plenty of people out there at these organizations that will help you. So please seek the help that is out there for you, and get the resources that are out there for you, and start saving a ton of money. This is a $29,000 turnaround.
You're absolutely right, David, and because we as a society decided that this is important.
One more thing. Okay, can I say one more thing?
Yes. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You won't find out anything unless you ask the VA. The VA's not going to tell you.
Absolutely.
You have to go to the VA and ask them.
So for your brothers and sisters out there that are saying, and you know who they are, Jimmy. You know exactly who they are. There's men and women worse off than me that could use this. What would you tell them to get off their rear ends and get the help they need and get the resources they need?
We deserve it. We got spit on. We're called baby killers. And I think that the U.S. government owes us a lot more than just what we're getting right now.
God bless you. Well, Jimmy, hang on. I'm going to send you some hardwood. You got hardwood floors in that house of yours in South Holland?
I have hardwood floors and hardwood. I got all oak floors and windowsills.
Well, you're going to send him a couple of bottles there?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Cleaner, and I want to buy you dinner, Jimmy. So hang on. I'm going to get your address, and we're going to go out for dinner. Okay,
thank you,
buddy?
Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service. Don't hang up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gary, I apologize. I know you got to get out of there to go to a meeting, but I had to take Jimmy.
And callers are more important than me, David. You know that.
And you know what? I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Lauren Hsu, who was a realtor on the show, her father was a Vietnam veteran. He sat in his basement, suffered from PTSD for over 40 years. Wow. I brought a gentleman on, Jeff from the Alan J. Lynch Foundation. His name was Jeff. He told us all about the services. Lauren threw her father into a car, drove him from Bourbonnais. And the only reason I'm talking about this, he came on the show to tell the story. So I'm not telling anything out of school. He came on the show to tell the story. He threw him in the back of her car, drove from Bourbonnais to Rockford to get rated. Guess what? He's over 70%, saving over $10,000 of real estate taxes.
Wow.
He's now getting a monthly stipend from the VA for all of the disability that he qualifies for, and he's been suffering, and he's getting the treatment that he needs. Okay, so this is huge for veterans out there and surviving spouses of veterans. You are suffering just as much as that veteran, even more so. Okay, because you have to take care of the veteran, and you know the pain. So if something happens, go get the services and get the money that you need. It's out there. And I will hook you up with VSOs, veteran service officers, that will get you the help that you need, okay?
Can I put something in here, too, that even if there's an exemption for returning veterans, so you don't even have to be injured if you're returning from overseas and you've been fighting. There's an exemption for you. Use it.
Nobody knows that. All right, Gary's got a consultation he's got to jump for. Gary, I completely forgot about the topic. A listener, Katie, I think her name was, called you after hearing you on last week's show. Oh, I know what it was. A listener, Katie, called you after hearing you on last week's show, had a loan going, had some challenges, called you. Take it from there, bud.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good day this morning. And yes, you're right, David. I got a call at the beginning of February from Katie, who is a listener of the show, that had a problem. And what that was her and her husband were trying to get a jumbo loan. She thought everything was fine with both of their credit reports because they both checked them back in December. Neither one had any bad information showing, so they weren't really too concerned about their credit scores. Well, when the mortgage company pulled their reports at the beginning of February, his middle score came back over 750. Her middle score showed 667. And it's the middle score that matters for a mortgage. And with jumbo loans, that mid-score needs to be at least over 700, I believe. So the panic was starting to set in, and her husband was not too happy with her at the moment. So it turns out the medical collection for $47 popped up on her report in January, dropping her score 70 to 80 points. Apparently, this fell through the cracks as the insurance company was supposed to take care of all the bills, and they never received a bill from anyone and had no clue this was even out there. Dave, how many times have we heard about this with medical collections with people popping up at the last minute?
At 9 o'clock this morning, driving in with Stephen A. Leahy in my car, we had a guy who had his credit scores went from 750 down to 610. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
I spoke with him this morning. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You gave him Gary's number, and he called Gary today.
We pulled up.
And I've already talked to him, and he's going to be signing up with me on Monday.
Right. So real quick, 8:39 this morning, talking to an individual, a listener. He had 750 credit scores, pulled his credit. His wife makes 90, he makes 60, 425 mortgage against a 450 home. They're at 5.5% interest rate, wants to refinance, and he had medical attention last year. He has four collections for about $1,500, dropped his credit score to 610. Game over, can't help him, can't run it on his wife's only. I need his 60 G's, said call Gary. And so when's the last time I heard about that? At 8:39 this morning. So go ahead, take it from there.
Yeah, well, the people that I was dealing with, you know, told me that if they would have gotten a bill or knew that this was even out there, they would have paid it immediately because, you know, that's the kind of people they were. So she had absolutely no clue what to do, how to deal with the credit bureaus. She's heard me on the radio for years helping people, so she called, hired me to see what I could do. David, in 3 weeks, 21 days, I was able to get this collection removed from all three of the credit bureaus. Hired on February 7th. Problem solved by February 28th. Now her scores jumped up so they could now qualify for the loan, didn't lose out on the house that they found. She was so happy. And another thing that really she really appreciated about this is that now her scores are higher than her husband's. Right. And, you know, that's always
Which
what
is
matters.
Important. Right.
That's always
important.
What matters.
Right. Married couples.
For any questions
really
on this type
though.
Of situation or you just want to talk about your credit, never hesitate to give me a call at 630-624-9557.
Hang on. I got a question for you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know you got to jump and I got a commercial. An 815 sent us a text. I sent you a text while you were on Bob Swat earlier in the week asking if there's a statute of limitation on credit card debt, but the conversation took turn and the question was never answered. Is there a limit? Mine is 10 years old and no payments have been made. How do you stop the collection efforts?
Every state has different laws as to how long they can actually legally come after you to collect that debt. But as far as your credit report goes, that bad account stays on your report for 7 years. From the date of the last payment that you made, the last activity on the account, which would be the last payment that you made. So even though an account may fall off your credit report, you still may be getting calls from creditors trying to get the money from you. But they can't even show it on your credit report as a collection after that time because the statute of limitations, it only can stay on your report for 7 years from the date of the last activity with the original creditor. So how long they can really come after you to collect the debt is different as to how long it could stay on your credit report. I believe, that I, Steve, I think this is more something that you would might know. I think it's 10 years in Illinois. I'm not sure.
The answer is it's 5 years, because it was 10 years when they said it was a written agreement. But the rules changed about 4 or 5 years ago, and they went to 5-year statute limitations.
There you go. Phone number, Gary, got to hit a break.
630-624-9557 if you want the absolute correct answer to your question. 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, buddy. Best in the business. I told this gentleman at 839, Stevie heard it, hire Gary, invest in yourself, we'll credit back the fees. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Igor, you're up next talking about how you help listeners with their flooring challenges. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. Chicago.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. A ton of text questions coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So keep them coming in. We will get back to every single text question. Every single expert in here will be given all your text questions, and they will follow up with you after the show. There's only so many hours in the show that we could answer, so I appreciate it. Also, Kim up in 262 in Wisconsin. What, call in the show? Let us hear what you did. You know what Joe did, or what Dakota did for
Dakota was out there. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
what Dakota did for you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We had a texter wanted Gary's number. It's Gary Novell, Credit Guru. 630-624-9557. 630-624-9557. 630-624-9557. Phone line and text line. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. You have done thousands of homes up on all around the listening area. You did our home while we were on vacation this past December. Phenomenal job. Love getting the emails, text emails, not the emails, the text pictures of your guys doing the work. I was sending them to Amy. Hey, look at this, Amy. This is amazing. Didn't like getting the pictures of the floor when you took up the floor and said, hey, by the way, look at this. Remember the wall you took down and you put carpet over this area. We need new hardwood floor planking here. Oops. And yeah, whoops. Did something happen here? I'm like, yeah, we moved the wall back. Okay. Nobody notices it.
Well, it was under your carpeting. So until you pull out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yes. Until we have to redo the floors and get it ready to sell. So let's talk about the listeners that you have done work for or have helped since the last time you've been on, because that's what the show is all about. The show is about helping listeners overcome whatever type of challenge they have. We bring the actual owners of the companies in to answer your questions and talk about what your challenges were and explain the challenges that they helped overcome, help our listeners overcome. So give us some examples of from the last time you were on of the listeners that you helped with their flooring challenges.
Yeah, so you know we get flooded with calls every time you know that we either appear on the show or you know really every time your show airs. There seems to be so many people out there looking for help with, you know, with flooring or questions on maintenance of their wood floors, any number of different things. But even in your particular case, when we did your floors, you know, you had existing hardwood floors. Part of them were exposed. Part of them were carpeted. You know, we removed the carpeting. We found, you know, missing flooring. We had to stitch in some new flooring and then sand and refinish the whole thing to make it all blend and look the way it needs to look. So,
and you would never know by looking at the floor where you put the new floor in versus the old floor.
Yeah, if it's done right, David, that's the key to the whole thing. We don't want it to look like a quilt or a patchwork or anything like that. We want it to look seamless, like it's always been there. So, you know, we get calls every day from clients thinking that, for example, you know, they need to refinish their floors. Their floors are X number of years old. The floors are tired looking. Maybe they're, you know, there's some worn spots, that sort of thing. So I had a call from a very, very nice lady just a few days ago, as a matter of fact, and I saw her yesterday. She lives in Lake Bluff in an 1873 home.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful home. And part of the space actually absolutely needs to be refinished. So she called in because she thinks she needs her floors refinished.
Were those original floors?
Original floors.
From 1870.
Beautiful. Wow. Absolutely beautiful. So they've been done over the, you know, their life. But, you know, she's the fifth or sixth owner of the home. And there's a section of the floor that she was concerned with. Well, as it turns out, I visited the home personally. And as it turns out, it was just dirty. It actually was not worn out. The coating was still perfectly intact. She called in thinking she needs to sand her floors. What I recommended for her is to actually do this on her own. You basically use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner to simply spritz onto the floor and over time gently remove all the contamination that she has. This is right around a kitchen island.
A
lot of traffic and a lot of things being spilled and so on and so forth. So, and I'm very confident that it's going to help her. And we get these types of calls regularly where people call in and they think they needed to do all this work and, you know, maybe replace their floors or refinish their floors. And in some cases, yes, we do need to do that. But in many cases, if the floors are maintained correctly, you know, it's a no-brainer. They simply clean them.
And I want our listeners to understand that that's the biggest difference you're going to get from this show, is that the advice you get is portable. Right. There will be floor companies that will have come out. Joe, you've seen it all the time. You compete with this as
yeah,
well.
I so appreciate that story. And I see it all around the table with you, Amy. You help people and you don't get paid for your support or your counsel.
But other hardwood floor companies would have come out and said, oh, yeah, that's forget about it. You got to rip that
all
whole section
time.
Up. And you know what? It's going to look like crap if you don't take the entire floor out.
David, we've helped clients, you know, we've been doing this for well over 30 years. And I remember, you know, when I started in the business many, many years ago, seeing clients and giving them, you know, very basic advice, legitimate advice, you know, don't do this, wait on that, don't rush into something, you know. And these people call in 5 years, 10 years later saying, you know, I remember you from when you were in my home 10 years ago, and you told me that that floor didn't need to be refinished, or it didn't need to come out, or it didn't need to be replaced, it needed to be maintained properly, or you know, something needed to just be a basic thing needed to be modified in our maintenance process. And then when they do need some legitimate help with refinishing their floors, and it's time for it, then we can come in and take care of it for them. But we're not going to come in and sell you unnecessary products or services. I don't think anybody in this room today would do that. Amy wouldn't do that. Joe wouldn't do that. Steven wouldn't do that. You know, we're here to help. We're here to educate. And we're here to really outfit the listener and the homeowner with exactly what they need and nothing more.
Quick.
I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't actually go to your car, get the floor cleaner
and do it
clean
myself.
That lady's floor for her. All right? What about that?
Every week. 312-981-7200. We're going to have more stories of how our experts have helped our listeners. Amy Kite's going to be coming back after the break talking about what's going on with the market and explain in greater detail the listener that emailed me that I emailed to her how she's going to help that couple overcome their challenge. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call text line. Send us a text. Keep calling. With this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
Now listen, pretty baby. We just got to get some more. But come on.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So before we get over to MegaPros Joe, John Williams, who hosts a show here every Monday through Friday, and a show here on Saturday, I believe 1 to 3, but he's on from 9 to 12. He asked me to call in when the emergency rate drop happened, and how this coronavirus is going to impact interest rates. And he was talking about, you know, washing hands and everything else in the prior segment. So he called me, and of course he dropped this. So here's my appearance on John's show earlier this week. Go ahead there, Sammy boy.
David Hochberg, do you have any wisdom to add to the songs we should sing in our heads when we're washing our hands?
It's Raining Men, John. It's a great hook. I've got it on the drop down for our Saturday show. If Ellis wants to call it up,
It's Raining Men. I know it's Raining Men, but I'm not playing it in my head. I got to get to the hook. What's the hook on that? Do you remember?
It's Raining Men.
Never mind.
Hallelujah! David. It's Raining Men.
Dave.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a bad idea.
It's a terrible.
So
idea.
I did.
If you're in a public washroom.
I didn't have time. Right. I didn't have to. Well, it depends. I didn't have time to warm up. But here it is.
It's raining men.
It's a little better.
It's raining men.
I don't know if warming up would have helped, though, David.
It's great. It's one of the greatest songs on the planet. I'm just telling you.
See, David, we're trying to encourage people to wash their hands, not discourage people.
I am telling you, I am a music expert, and that is one of the greatest songs, period. Please cut this up there, Sammy, and send it to Mr. Williams, thanking him for having me on the show. Over to Mega Pros, Joe. We're going to segue from It's Raining Men over to Joe. Joe Hogle. So talk about the listeners. Explain to other listeners, the listeners that you helped this past week with their home improvement challenges, Joe. So start with, go ahead.
So here's what I like, Dave, is that right now we're able to answer those questions with clarity with the pictures, right? So somebody texts us, and it's very casual. I'll call you from my cell phone. I'll walk you through anything. Right?
It's non-threatening.
It's non-threatening, and we don't want to sell you anything. We just want to help you or start the conversation, right? This was a fun one. John and Lindsay, they live in Park Ridge, and they texted into the show last week with more of a relationship issue than anything else. They've been arguing for over 22 years about this one wall in their kitchen, Amy, all right?
Yeah.
And Lindsay wanted it out 22 years ago. For the last 22 years, all of John's friends, every carpenter acquaintance said, you cannot take out that wall. Mm. All right,
John paid them, you know.
Well, because John really liked that wall.
John did not want that wall out.
They probably just said, no, you can't do it, just so they didn't have to help him.
Right.
All right. So,
are these John's buddies? Or
exactly right. So we went out there, and our position is you can take out any wall. Any wall, sure. It's with enough time and enough money, right? So it's not cheap. If there's a heat duct, you have to reroute the heating, maybe build another chase to take that heating up to the second floor, or whatever is required.
Well, a lot of old homes had phone lines and electrical power going. All of that stuff has to be redirected.
But you're right. All the mechanicals in the walls, and the older the home gets, the more sloppy it can get. The more stuff that could be hidden in there and all that kind of thing. Then comes the framing. The framing is just that. You can hold up anything, but you need one point on this side, one point on this side, and then something to carry the weight. I mean, it is that fundamentally simple, but you have to figure out what's in that wall, what has to be done to move that wall. So we did it, and, I know, Dykstra Heating confirmed the fact that you could remove that heating and reroute it to the other wall. And then the first argument is over. Yes, we can remove the wall.
Right.
The second argument is to figure out if $15,000 is worth it or not.
Ouch.
All right, so my recommendation to John is just bite the bullet.
Right. Just shut up and do what you need.
I have to tell you, $15,000, honestly, can be well worth it in some of these houses to remove that wall and open up that floor plan. I mean,
you're exactly right.
Yes.
So now they get to turn their kitchen in the direction that they've wanted it for the last 22 years.
Yep.
You couldn't do it before with that wall because now you needed an access to your dining room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But what about flooring? I mean, does flooring come into play? Because
absolutely.
Always.
So now that's going to be... So now when we go to design the kitchen with a new layout, yes, the flooring comes into play. Of course, the lighting changes the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might wind up putting $50,000-$60,000 into that whole rerouting of that kitchen with appliances and flooring and the whole thing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and I think that the point is every wall can be removed. Even if it's a load-bearing wall, it just comes down to whether you need a beam or a support or something along that lines. But
when
every
you say just,
wall,
you always
I'm
put
sorry.
Just in there. Don't
know,
put just in there because then people think, that's an easy job.
Yeah.
It's not always just an easy job. So in other words, structural lumber, you're talking, you can get some really good structural lumber now. However, it's still heavy and you still have to get it into that contained space, and so don't say just Amy.
It's possible.
Joe, do you have
anything
to,
is possible?
Do you have
yes.
to bring in any like structural engineers in some cases to make sure that you are, transferring that load correctly and headers and all of those?
We check the weight to determine the size of the header. So in other words, you've got a live load up above, and how much of the bath is carried on there. Certain rooms have different weight distributions.
So this is something you can handle for.
Absolutely.
Clients, no problem.
Yeah, it's
that's great.
That part's not that complicated. Okay. You have to figure out how to get that structural member to rest over here on something solid and the other side, and how to get it in there because it has to be the full length.
Yeah, awesome.
Cool. Dave, that was a good story, wasn't it?
That was a great story.
You didn't even listen to it. You
were any wall can be removed. Any wall can be removed.
Have for lunch.
Second listener, you help.
Second listener. Well, we helped a lot of them. These are just the funny ones, I guess.
What's your joke?
Yeah, could I tell my joke?
Tell your joke.
This is from my
your granddaughter's listening.
Ellie. All right, and I hope she's listening right now. But Amy Cutt, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Do you golf at all?
No.
All right. If you were a golfer, could you think of a reason you would wear two pairs of underpants?
No.
In case you get a hole in one.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, Joel be at Zany's tonight. No. There's a two-drink minimum.
Isn't that good?
Yes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Got a text message, and maybe both you and Amy can answer, Joe. Amy, we want to remodel our first floor master bath. Will this negatively affect resale value if we do not have a bathtub in the new configuration of the master bath? There is a tub in the upstairs bathroom. Please help. You're up to you.
My recommendation is if you have that bathtub upstairs, get rid of that bathtub on the main floor. Actually, make it a shower. It's more conducive to if you have a parent who lives on that main floor or whatnot.
Okay.
Could be great for dogs, you know. So, no, I would absolutely get rid of the tub on the main floor.
Joe?
But for keeping a tub, it's just for small children nowadays, right?
Right. It's
so
really small.
Even grandkids,
children.
Right? So, if you don't have a tub.
Right. She's got one upstairs, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
get
that's
rid
the
of
only
it.
Real reason to have it.
Yeah.
Is that adding a lot of value, redoing a master bath? You know, if you put the money into a master bath, will they get it out?
Yes, as long as they're careful, right? I mean, you know, you can go put an $80,000 kitchen in, and depending upon the price of your house, if it's a $300,000 house, you are not getting $80,000 back out of that, right? So you got to just be careful that you don't go crazy. But it's your kitchens and your baths are where you're going to increase your value by putting money in, as long as you're careful of how much money you put in.
We let you evaluate any of those questions from a homeowner, right? It's like, I'm selling my house, how much should I put into my kitchen?
Right.
That $80,000 kitchen, you want to enjoy that kitchen. You don't want to flip that kitchen.
And that's why we come out now, you know, because people may say, listen, you know what, we're not going to sell for another 3 or 5 years, but we want to know what we can do today to enjoy. Because I can tell you, when last time we sold our house, I put $20,000 into it when I went to sell it. I know it made me 50, but I was a little irritated that I didn't get to enjoy any of it.
I know.
And I see it all the time. People are like, I wish I had put these granite countertops in when I lived here, not just to resell it. So do some of that work now. Enjoy it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the key. If you're going to invest that much money, and we talked about another show, there are people that will put 80 to 60, 50,000, 80, 100,000 in a basement and never get it out. But they want that surround sound experience, and they want that, you know, that man cave or the woman cave or whatever cave they have down there. If you're going to put it in, you might not get it out, but if you're going to enjoy it, that's your decision.
That's right.
But don't expect that you're going to get all that money out. But if you're going to enjoy it the next 5 to 6, 7 years, then it's really an opportunity cost, right?
Yep.
So
is there a break-even point, Amy? At one point, don't you, if you're in the home long enough, you know, 5, 7, 10 years, if you amortize that cost, that $60,000, $80,000 kitchen, if you really want one, don't you at some point come close to breaking even when you sell?
Well, if you consider the fact that you've used it, you know, I mean, that's where that amount of money doesn't really matter, right? I mean, if you want to put an $80,000, I don't want you to put an $80,000 kitchen in to turn around and resell it. That's the problem.
Right.
Right. So go put it in now, use it for the next 5 years, and then just know that you got 5 years of enjoyment. And so if it increases your value 40, well, that's $40,000 that you got to enjoy.
Joe? The problem is, Amy, is there's other realtors that really don't give that kind of advice.
No.
They're saying, do your entire bathroom and your entire kitchen, and you really you don't have to. You have to take that laminate counter out, maybe. Upgrade the electrical, maybe. All right, but clean it up and make it look good for sale. You're not trying to live in it. You're not trying to enjoy it. You're trying to sell it.
When it comes to the bathrooms, I tell people a lot of times you can change your vanity, your mirror, and your light fixture, and you've got an updated bath in a lot of cases.
You do
not need to go and gut out the tile and everything else. So there are quick fixes when you're going to sell.
And I'll tell you where you go. You go to Builder Supply Outlet, because Tommy has all of that on his showroom floor that you can pick it out of stock. And if you need something special, you could order it and you can move on. And you can really do a bathroom very inexpensively and get that money back 10-20-fold, especially if you're turning a 1974 bathroom into a 2020 bathroom with just a couple of different things, you know, maybe new flooring,
or if even floor refinishing, David, like kind of, again, what we did for you,
sure.
Just taking an old, tired-looking floor and refinishing it, we can make it look like $1 million.
Into today's standards. Right. I mean, that's what you had to do. You had to take it out of the, you know, many years ago color into a today's color.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, beautiful. You are listening to the Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to do rapid fire here coming out of the break. All the text questions we're going to try to get to. We're just going to go around the horn and start answering our listeners' texts and our listeners' emails and our listeners' calls. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And once again, the greatest song on the planet.
It's really not, but... Only-
Well done, Sammy. 312-981-7200. That's Sam Atriano and Ashley Bynum out there just playing around during the break.
Great bumper music. Together.
Nice job. 312. Nice job. This is our youth of America out there. This is what they do in their spare time. 312-981. And we guess old people look bad. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, we're going to go rapid fire here. Phone lines are on. We got Paul with a text question. Paul, how can we help you, buddy? Paul?
Yeah, sorry about that. So I had a question for Steve. See, I've never had any luck appealing my property taxes, and now I'm getting deluged from a number of different providers. What's the best way to select one, and can you employ multiple providers at the same time?
Are you talking
an exclusive situation?
Are we talking about lawyers? Are you talking about other, you know, or third parties? You talking about people that are going to get you an appeal? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm talking about specifically property tax appeal.
Well, I would say that you should go to WGN Tax Man because we help people with property tax appeals, and so I would plug myself. I think I'm the best one for it. But the answer is you can use different people for different properties. Yes, the answer is yes.
But can you use more than one provider for just a single property?
No, because
exclusive.
Yeah, it's exclusive because you're only going to get one up. You're only going to get one appeal. They're not going to give you multiple appeals, and you're only going to get right. You know, the only one's going to win. You're asking, can they compete against one another to get you the best one? And the answer is no.
So what should be the differentiator of? I mean, I've never had any success ever.
Have you done it yourself?
I'm trying again. No, I've never done it myself.
Okay. Again, not every property tax appeal is going to win because sometimes it's valued correctly, right? What you're attacking is the assessed value of the home. And so sometimes the assessed value is proper. Now, what we do is we do a review first to find out whether it is, whether it makes sense to bring a appeal. Just to bring an appeal, I think if there's companies that do that, they're not really spending the time to determine whether there is. So it's kind of a waste of time, in my opinion.
How's that, Paul?
Okay.
So a good qualifier could be if your attorney climbed the Hancock. It did that. Has the Hancock,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. If your attorney didn't have a heart attack climbing the Hancock,
yeah.
Then you should call them.
WGNTaxMan.com.
WGNTaxMan.com. You have hardwood floors in your home in Evanston?
Yes.
All right. We're gonna send you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. Hang on, Paul. 312-981-7200. 312-981. We're just going to go through the text messages here and answer our listeners' question. Call and text line is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200 from 847. We have a second home in Florida. 5.875% balance is $127,000. Can we refinance for a better rate? 29 years left. Just got the condo last year. Yes. What I like looking at is possibly taking some money out of your current home here to pay that down a little bit. I need more information to determine if you're under 75% loan to value in any condo in any state, you will get a much better rate, but we will call you after the show. I have a question regarding tax liens. I've heard that if I enter into a payment plan with the IRS and pay on time for 1 to 3 months, depending upon the lender, I can qualify for a mortgage. Is that true? Also, have around $200,000 owed. Will a payment plan even be applicable, or do I need to offer to do an offer and compromise at that price point? Steve.
I'm going to talk about an offer and compromise because the last time that there's statistics available was 2018. There was 8.7 million collection cases solved in 2018. Of those 8.7 million, 25,000 were offers and compromise. So that's less than half of 1%. So that tells you that very few people get an offer and compromise. So it's usually a waste of time, and people are trying to sell you something that you're not going to get. My own opinion.
847, this is a really stupid question. I disagree because the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask. But whom do I call about homestead exemptions? I live in Kane County. Do I call the assessor's office? Question mark.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. 219, if I own two homes in separate states and spend equal amount of time in each home, say 6 months a year, which would be equal time, are you still only able to file for a homestead exemption in one of those properties?
The answer is yes. Well, you only have one primary residence, and you got to be very careful. And I'm getting this a lot where people are getting taxed in Florida. They want to move their residence to Florida, but Illinois still wants to tax you. So if you have a home in Illinois and you keep your homestead exemption here, you're saying I live in Illinois and you're going to be taxed in Illinois. So if you move to Florida, there's no income tax in Florida, but here in Illinois there is, and so you'll pay the income tax here in Illinois.
So basically what you're saying is give up your It's a numbers game, right?
That's right.
So you got to figure out what you're going to give up here on your homestead exemption, which honestly could be very little. Homestead mm-hmm. exemption exactly. can mean very little.
That's right.
And you're going to make it up on your income tax down there. So pick a state and you got to just go full-fledged
exactly.
one way or the other.
Exactly.
The math.
312. David, could you please give us the current interest rates on a 30-year fixed mortgage? It's going to start with a 3. A lot of variables go into mortgage rates. So if I say it starts with a 3, it will. If you're just doing a rate and term refinance, not taking any cash out, and you have decent credit, it'll start with a 3. If you're taking cash out, there are a lot of variables that go into it. It might be in the 4s, which is still, it's got nothing to do with the rate. It has to do with the monthly payment. 815. My dad was a veteran, passed away a few years ago. Sorry for your loss, and thank you for his service. My mom still lives in the house. However, it's split 3 ways, 50% mom, 25% me, 25% my sister. Is my mother eligible for the veteran tax exemption you discussed earlier in the show?
The answer is yes. You might have to do a little finagling, but yes, the answer is yes. She still will be eligible.
All right, 630. David, can you advise, help 79-year-old widow in Southern Illinois? Home is worth $120,000, current rate 4, balance 80. $50,000 in credit card debt at 9%. I want everybody to listen to that. $50,000 credit card for a 79-year-old listener, or a listener that knows a 79-year-old lady that has 50 grand of credit card at 9%. Monthly income is $3,800. The answer is definite. Maybe I will give you a call after the show. Thank you about property tax today, 847. I just got a decision back from Cook County Board. It was favorable. I appealed myself. First of all, I live in Northbrook, one of my neighbors. Now, I went down the entire block and went through every address, tax assessment, 30 to be exact. Took days. Anyway, I found out within Cook County, and I verified with friends and attorney's offices that there are little microcosms that make no sense on how they are assessed. My block all built the same year, same square footage, etc. Half the block is assessed at $200,000 less. With the 2019 assessments, the board dropped my assessment value down $100,000 where it should be because it's the true value. But now I'm going to the state, PTAB, whatever that mm-hmm. is, for the remaining $100,000. Stephen A. Leahy.
That is the what they call uniformity. That's one of the ways to attack an appeal. And you, like everybody, you can do anything yourself, and you can get good results or you cannot get good results. And it really depends. Do you have the time? Are you very good at research?
Knowledge, right? Patience.
You know, and how organized are you? Those
patience.
Are the three things I would say to you.
Patience.
Yeah, and the fourth thing is patience.
Patience.
David, be patient, David.
I don't have
I'll get
any.
To it.
I have patience. Please quickly, what is PTAB? What does
that's
that mean?
The Illinois board. So there's a number of boards that you can go in front of in order to appeal your property tax. You go in front of the assessor, you go in front of your county, and you can go in front of the Illinois state board, and then you can go even to circuit court and appeal in the circuit court.
708, my friend's husband passed away due to the effects of Agent Orange, which is horrible, what we did to our veterans that served in, just a common offshoot. It's disgusting what we did to the men
agreed.
And women in Vietnam. Agent Orange, when he served in Nam, does this mean she doesn't have to pay property taxes. If this is true, please give me the contact information. You are referring to property taxes, right? Yes, we are referring to property taxes.
Well, I don't know enough about that one. If he died while...
And got certified.
If he was certified and he passed, then she still is eligible for a for an exemption.
Right. So
and she's unmarried, and you know there's a couple of different
if he was rated by the VA, meaning certified.
That's right.
630, oh my God, calm down. I can't calm down. And here's why I can't calm down. I'm going to tell you one thing right now, okay? If you're a veteran and you don't get what you deserve, and you think that there's, because I hear this all the time, there are other men and women that are worse off than me. And that's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard. And I'm talking to you, veteran, sitting in your basement that needs to get the services that are there available for you and needs to get the funds that are available for you and needs to get the tax break that are available for you. Sitting in your basement thinking that there's somebody else that's worse off than you is ridiculous. Okay? So get off your rear end. Right? Man up, woman up, and go get the service. If you need help, I will put you in touch with Veteran Service Officers, VSOs. They are there. They are paid to help veterans. Write the story of why you're in your basement having challenges and dealing with PTSD. Like Jimmy called, he's been dealing with PTSD since now. Okay, and he said it himself. He came home, you guys were spitted on. You guys were spit on. You guys were called baby killers. Guess what? It was disgusting what we did to the men and women that served, and there's more than enough money. I'm not going to calm down. So thank you, 630, for that. But forget about it. I'm not calming down.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. This is a relative in Illinois near St. Louis who recently found, okay, whatever. I live in Indiana. My son is 30% disabled from a service-connected disability and gets a letter each year stating his disability percentage and faxes it to the tax person at Crown Point Courthouse, and he gets a percentage off his property taxes. There you go.
Here in Illinois, same thing.
3129. I'm getting the wrap it up from Sammy. 312. You calm down, Sammy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. More of your texts. More of your calls. Home Sweet Home Chicago. AM 720. WGN. That's American Pro's call and text line. We'll be right back.
That's great.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I had a little verbal altercation with Sammy, the producer, and now he's it's payback. Yeah, he's gonna be a loop for the next 10 minutes. All right, Sammy, point taken. I'm taking the hockey tickets back for tomorrow's game if he's being a jerk. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text line 312. Just started using Mr. Floor. What an improvement! Thanks. Your proprietary floor cleaning product.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I'm glad it's working. And yeah, it's not uncommon for us to receive that type of call.
My wife loves it.
Great.
I had to redo.
She's a tough customer. I have to say.
Yeah, love her dearly. It's Saturday night and it's game night, so keep everything positive, Igor. 312-981-7200, 224. Check with Mark Kissy, VA Adaptive Housing, 312-980-4219. I am a 100% disabled veteran. His program did $80,000 worth of ADA, American Disability Act, remodeling of my house. Vets from Vietnam are presumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange, and many of their problems over the past 50 years are presumed linked to that wonderful, horribly disgusting vile chemical that we sprayed all over the place and got our men and women poisoned. They may be eligible for similar help from ramps to new bathrooms and more. Thanks, Dennis, for that information. It's Mark Kissy, K-I-S-S-E, VA Adaptive Housing, 312-980-4219. You've done a lot of work with the veterans with that program.
Two of them last year, and that's what it is. I'm not sure about the Tide, Agent Orange, or whatever they're mentioning, but I think there's up to $79,000 available
per
for disabled vets, and we can go in there and we can budget what they need, right? So whether it's a ramp from the front or even a wider bathroom door or whatever ADA accessible.
Or raising the toilets, higher toilets and bars.
Absolutely.
And shower
right.
Bars and
right.
All the other stuff that goes right. Into it.
It's a lot of work for the contractor to be credited
qualified.
To it, and we're proud to be qualified for it.
And by the way, Homeside Financial, Team Hochberg, offers rental loans for veterans to do work in their homes. So there you go. Question for Igor from the 773. Igor, Mr. Floor, how do you get black pet urine stains out of hardwood floors?
Excellent question. We get it all the time, David. Typically speaking, if the urine has caused damage to the point where the floor is actually black, there's really no way to remove it. What you're looking at in that case is actually rotting floors. And the only way to really remedy that is to actually physically pluck out those individual floor planks, stitch in new floor planks, and then refinish that immediate area, in some cases that entire room, for blending purposes. So,
what about cleaning the urine up as fast as humanly possible, or is it so acidic that it gets underneath the coating and starts destroying the floor?
Right. So by the time that you get to it, the floor is probably going to absorb it unless you get to it immediately. And so, typically when it's black, that means that the pet has deemed that area to be their favorite spot. And they just keep going there. And in some cases, if the floors are carpeted, you don't actually see it until you kind of maybe smell it. And then you peel the carpet back and it's just black and rotted all the way through. But yeah, if you can get to the to cleaning the floor right away or as quickly as possible, you can typically prevent a lot of that type of damage. And using our products, for example, we'll do a great job removing any excess urine off the floor.
That's why you shouldn't have pets, though. True?
Well,
yeah, let's get rid of all pets. And you said it's specific to cats too, right?
Cat urine is,
which makes another
acidic
reason not to have cats.
The only animal that Joe likes is the monarch butterfly. Out to Crystal Lake. When Mary, you have
it's
a question.
True, really.
You have a question for Amy Kite. How can we help you?
I do. 4 years ago, we were trying to sell our townhouse, and the biggest objection was there wasn't a first floor laundry room, which we took out and put in the basement when we built the house. There's a space in our bathroom area that has a massive whirlpool that's just ridiculously huge. Mm. I could take that out and put a laundry area in there easily with folding room and all. It's huge. I don't know if it's worth doing that or if I should just try and sell it again because I would want to sell this year.
Yeah, and where you remove the washer and dryer from, you cannot put it back to that same location?
No, because it was one of those silly things where you came in from the garage and the washer and dryer were right on your right, and then there was another door to a hallway, and there was no, that was it. There was a washer and dryer stuck in a small hallway that was as big as the washer and dryer.
Okay, so your thought process is you're going to get rid of the tub and put a laundry in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd prefer to see it before I made that judgment call. And then also, I would look at what the competition is doing right now today. A lot of times I come in and I look at who are we competing with and what do they have to determine what needs to be done. So I'd look at it that way, too, to see if you really need to or if you could get it sold today, even with that laundry in the basement. Some people honestly prefer it in the basement.
I did. Yep. But I have one other quick question. In that bathroom, that big bathroom area they had, we separated it into a his and her bathroom. So my husband has his and I have mine. So that seems to be a stumbling block. I can't imagine why.
I can't either. I'd have to see it.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Mary, we literally have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to put you on hold,
okay,
get your information, and Amy will contact you after the show, okay?
Perfect.
All right, thanks. Hold on. 312-981-7200. All right, Jimmy from Des Plaines, you got a question for Igor. Quick, go.
Yes, sir. I have a basement window next to my washing machine, and I have a little decorative cast iron skillet that I use to put paper, bobby pins, things like that in. And I moved it away, and I noticed there's a black stain on the stained, like maybe pine wood or something, whatever they used to frame in the little sill. Is there a way to remove that black stain?
Typically speaking, no. Again, anytime you see black color coming off of wood, that's typically a permanent stain. That's really the only way to remove that. And Joe, maybe you can chime in on this. I mean, typically when we see black flooring or black paneling, that's a replacement.
But Igor, he's talking about a black stain under a pot that probably had some moisture, right?
It was a cast iron, a little miniature cast iron.
That's what I'm saying. So
I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Right? I literally got 40 seconds. Take a picture, Jimmy, and send it over. Hang tight. I got to get out of here. Hang on, Jimmy.
And then that'll make sure I get
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a call and text line. Send a picture, and we'll get it over to Joe. Joe, say goodbye.
See you.
All right. And hold on, Mr. No, that's the wrong one. All right, forget it. Stevie, if people want to reach you.
Get a free report. Reduce your property taxes today. WGNTaxman.com.
Igor, people want to reach you.
Go to MrFloor.com. Put in the promo code WGN. Get a nice discount off a product.
Amy, if our listeners want to reach you?
AmyWillSellYourHome.com or 847-877-9881.
And here's MegaPro's Joe. Sorry, Joe.
You don't have to be sorry about that. It's just you're trying to shuffle me out of here too fast. What are you doing this afternoon, Dave? Are you going to do anything fun or anything?
3129. No, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm doing loans. Which is fun. 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID. Go to WGNDAVID.com for all of our contact information. Thanks for listening. Podcast will be up in about a half hour. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody. Have a great weekend. Chicago.